I have something here I'd like to read that I think is fairly interesting. Do you know that the One World Order has already been designed, and they're working towards that that end? Everything is all prepared already. The One World Religious Order is prepared already. The One World Governmental Order is prepared already. All we need is enough motivation for everybody to agree. Well, the Provisional World Parliament, you'd be surprised. The question was just asked, what would cause us to change from the UN rule of order that we have now to this seven-head, ten-horned, with the crowns upon the heads type government? Well, you know what? The world has just about had enough of this form of government. They want something that's more democratic. They want something that is more one nation, one vote, and that's what they're about to change. Listen to this. The objections of the people that are designing the One World Order, the Constitution for the Federation of Earth, their objections are against the United States. Now, we're about to see a good demonstration of why the world doesn't want the United States to have unrestrained power. You know, listen to this. At the 8th session of the Provisional World Parliament held in Lucknow, India, 10th to the 14th of August, 2004, great inroads were made in terms of democratizing and strengthening the fiscal, judicial, and electoral, legislative foundations for the Provisional Earth Federation. Through the United Nations Charter and its autocratic, military-backed structure, though it continues to dominate the world scene, significant world legislation has now been deliberated and adopted for transcending, reconstituting, and integrating the viable agencies of the United Nations organization. We see that the central organization of the United Nations continues to pander to military powers and to military dialectic of security through military diplomacy. The feeble excuse of not enough funds and the bureaucratic nightmare of officially disclaiming the responsibility for global affairs. Who whines the loudest at the United Nations, who whines loudest that the United Nations cannot meet its responsibility for world affairs? The United Nations itself. The United Nations lays the blame on the nations of the world or on the world citizens, but when it comes to world level, isn't effectual action what a world organization has a duty to do? Spokespersons from the old regime say that more money is needed, that more political will is needed, and that cooperation is needed. More money for what? For enforcing the enormous disparity in salaries for participants in an overall process of the United Nations? The United Nations has one of the greatest salary differentials in any organization on earth, with some people earning six figures from UN Connection alone, and the working base earning nothing but empty promises. More political will to do what? To enforce unjust rules that cause one quarter of humanity to live in grave poverty, and more than half of the rest to live in a state of subservience and relative poverty, none having effective, forceful legal recourse to a redress of grievances under the old charter principles? To acquiesce to the utter lack of direct and representative democracy within the dialectic of the old charter? Folks, here's what they want. They're tired of this dishonesty in the world government. They want a representative democracy. That's what they're calling for. That's what the Provisional World Parliament, which just met on from the 25th to the 27th of this February at Tripoli, Libya. This is their statement. they want a representative democracy. This is what they have designed in the Constitution for the Federation of Earth. This is the direction they're going. And they have a lot to say against the world superpower here. Why? Because it seems that world superpowers seem to get to be able to do whatever they want to do. And nobody else even has a say. They have to go to the Security Council, for instance. And the Security Council pretty well rules. If they agree on something, the rest of the people don't have much to say about it, you know. Well, this is what they're going to do away with, folks. They're going to take the crowns and put them on the seven heads. That is the foundation for all of humanity is those seven heads, folks. Those were seven world-ruling empires, the seed of which is all over the earth today, all over the world today. What they want to do is give authority to the people. They want to make a representative democracy out of the world. They want to turn the United Nations, which has the five fat cats at the top, and they want to make an honest democracy out of it. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, it's going to sound good to the world, especially when they see the superpower unilaterally causing world wars with nuclear weapons going off everywhere. Listen, this is all that we're waiting for is a good motivation for the world to say, yep, that's a good idea. It sounds honest. We want to have our say, so let's do it. Well, I'm going to read on. It says, but cooperation to do what? To enforce inequitable diplomatic agreements between bully administrations and the subjected? Hey, this is the World Parliament talking here, folks. They're kind of fed up. To tolerate the dynamic of nuclear and conventional proliferation, excuse me, the tongue got tangled up there, the despotic world dictatorship, overt or covert, ensured by the old United Nations Charter, has been depending on the people of the earth to be patient, to cooperate, and to subject. The superpower, now, notice they didn't name who they're talking about, but obviously you know they're talking about that. The superpower of the World Economic Center continues to unjustly exploit the world economic periphery. They're using bigger words than I would use, but you get the point, right? This is the old charter's offer to the people of the world telling us, only wait, you are only world citizens. Diplomacy must be tried first, and the proponents of the old charter tell us it is someone else's fault, so please give us more money, more will, more cooperation, the same old story. There are cries throughout the world that the people must rise as one to stop the present drive to make planet Earth a totalitarian state. In other words, they don't like the New World Order at the top. They don't like the one world superpower at the top. Okay, that's not going to change, but this representative democracy is. Okay, they don't want people to be able to make unilateral moves that cause world wars. Let's see. There are cries throughout the world that the people must rise as one to stop the present drive to make planet Earth a totalitarian state. A frustrated humanity is turning increasingly to acts of terrorism, mob violence, suicide bombings, protest marches, burning effigies, and destruction of property. These, however, are not the answer. They only add up to human misery. They play into the hands of the superpower for a further release of state violence and terror. Notice that. They play into the hands of the superpower to have their way. Furthermore, there are both evidences and rumors supporting the idea that superpower itself may have some role in directly instigating many of the acts of terrorism released on the people, though the role of psychological operators, in other words, psyops, and schools of assassins. Wow, they're coming right out and saying it. This is the World Parliament here, folks, talking about this. The Provisional World Parliament. Of course, the real World Parliament will be voted in at the time of the Constitution of the Federation of Earth, but this is the Provisional World Parliament. And notice that the world is pretty well agreeing that America's behind some of this stuff. Yeah. He goes on to say, destructive reaction does not effectively and wholesomely address the problem. Neither is the answer mere strong denunciation by leaders of the developing world, mere increasing criticism in the marginalized medias, and mere voices of protest in national electoral campaigns and occasional peaceful rallies. However much all of these are needed also. They are but welcoming signs that the majority of the world's people do not tolerate the world totalitarianism. The failure of the United Nations is due to the weakness of the UN Charter. For 60 years, we, the people of the United Nations, has built vain hopes on a caricature of a world constitution. However, the citizens of this earth are demanding and recognizing a practical and just world constitution which the United Nations Charter cannot provide. The 9th session of the Provisional World Parliament in Tripoli, Libya, we renew our call at a time of great urgency, they don't know how urgent it is, and reveal our plans to canalize the favorable forces now ranging against the superpower into a strong movement to establish the rule of just enforceable world law as against the rule of military force. This call, therefore, goes out to the governments and peoples of the world that the rule of law can be made to prevail only by the establishment of a democratic federal world government, a world parliament under a constitution for the Federation of Earth, which they've already written. And you can find it online, too. In fact, I think Brad put the link to that on this on the site. Okay, so a world parliament with true legislative strength cannot emerge without its world constitution. Respecting the decisions of mandate by the 8th session of the Provisional World Parliament, its standing executive cabinet invokes or convokes this call to the 9th session of the Provisional World Parliament. This is a call to national governments and legislatures, universities, colleges, religious congregations, scientific academies and institutions, peace organizations, and men and women of goodwill to send delegates and participate in its deliberations. By the way, these different organizations you just spoke about are the people who are ratifying the Constitution for the Federation of Earth now. It's being ratified all over the world now. People are coming into agreement with this, and they're doing it fast. And all they need is a little push, which I believe the retaliation by the United States will give this little push that is needed that will just bring everything into the New World Order. The Constitution for the Federation, by the way, is not talking about a sudden total change to a world revived Roman Empire. They're talking about a staged change. And as we see in the book of Revelation, the stage is right there. The first stage is Revelation 12. The second stage is Revelation 13. But they're talking about a representative democracy among the nations. They want the nations to have a say. And they want the nations to be able to say if there's going to be a war, if there's not going to be a war. And so that's not what we have right now. We have the United States kind of at the head of the food chain. and it's still going to be that way, by the way, because of the position, but the nations are going to be able to have a vote. And do you know that one day the nations are going to vote to destroy the United States? They're going to have a vote to make war with the United States. And the 10 kings, which are the 10 continental divisions that are designed into the Constitution for the Federation of Earth, God's going to put it in their heart to come against America. Because America's still the bully on the block. So you see, just as the UN didn't quite work, the dragon isn't going to quite work, and the beast isn't going to quite work either, because the Bible says there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. These are all governments made by man in a vain attempt to have peace on earth. It's not possible while you're a sinner. It's not possible. And so the only peace is going to be for God's people in God's kingdom. In this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. That's in the book of Haggai. It's when God gathers his people out of the nations to his one world order. In this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. God's people will have peace. The world will have nothing but turmoil and trouble. But it looks good on paper. It looks really good. It looks honest. I read the Constitution for the Federation of Earth, and I'm impressed. It does look like an honest form of world government that's not top-heavy. Everything is decided but from the bottom up, not from the top down. And it looks good on paper. It won't be possible because God won't permit it. He's not going to permit heaven on earth. It's not the time for that. It is the time now for God's saints to be persecuted because they're in rebellion against his word. It is the time now for God's people to repent. It's the time now for God's people to have the fear of the Lord restored. And so God's going to shake the world. And glory be to God. He's got everything figured out ahead of time. Even the Constitution for the Federation of Earth, he's got figured out. So we praise God. He's working everything together for our good. And he works all things out of the counsel of his own will. And we can trust him. He knows what he's doing. And he's not going to fail us. Praise be to God.